We're on.
Hello, and welcome to the Love Bite.
Hello. Hi. Hi. It's nice to be back.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Nancy's back from her brief hiatus.
Yes.
And it's you're smiling.
I am.
And I like that.
Because I'm with you. I smile when I'm with you. Well, you and sometimes I feel like I have like a really stupid look on my face.
I think it's just because we're going to talk about masturbation.
Well, I have a really weird take on masturbation for myself because I feel like a lot of times when I do masturbate, it's like I'm trying to like jumpstart myself.
Wait, what? I feel like I need details about this. Okay, wait. First off.
Yeah, let's do that.
The topic today is going to be masturbation, and it's our masturbation episode. And not that we are masturbating here currently, but we wanted to kind of talk about, you know, some of the general ways, like people we know specifically that masturbate and are discussions of masturbation. And sadly, I know way too much about male masturbation. I just really do. And it's, I don't know why, but I do. But I guess apparently we're going to get into some of our masturbatory habits. So there's a way to avoid that. I feel like a spaceman now. That's because there was a sound, but we're good. So,
wow. That. What? I don't even know what to do. Like that.
You know what the worst thing is? I don't think any of the listeners can hear it.
No.
It's just us.
It's just us.
If you guys knew what we were listening to, you'd be like, wow, you guys are like sounding like you're on drugs.
Okay.
But no, we're not.
Much better now.
I just had a flashback to, again, I'm dating myself now, the movie Revenge of the Nerds. There's this scene where this guy is in a Darth Vader mask and they go into like this moon room where it's kind of like a big waterbed and they have sex on it, where this is the sound I would imagine. When Darth Vader has sex. So that's
Darth sound. Vader would have sex to that.
Why not? It seem a very Darth Vader-y kind of sound? If y'all heard it, you would know what I was saying.
But anyway, back to the subject at hand.
Why? Why do we have to go back to the subject at hand? Okay, which is not a pun in the masturbation.
Right. Thing.
All right, so you were talking about your masturbatory habits and something about gearing up. This, I need to know more about this.
A lot of times when I text you to ask for permission to pleasure myself, actually probably...
Yeah. I love that you won't say masturbate.
Yeah, I don't. I won't say it.
Because you don't? Is it like you don't sweat, you only glow? You just pleasure yourself? It's masturbation.
I'm a lady, thank you.
No, you're not.
But anyway,
you're a dirty little whore.
Stop it. I feel like I'm jumpstarting myself because
I need more details.
I'm getting there. I'm jumpstarting myself because there's rarely a time, unless, because usually this is how it starts out. One of two ways. Either I'm reading erotica and I'm getting to that point where, okay, we need to do this now. This needs to happen in my nether regions right now. Or I feel like I just should. Like I just, not that I have to, but like it's something that I should be doing regularly for myself. And
like it's medicinal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. I know it's so weird. And I feel so, and I mean, I can't remember a time.
Reminds me of that movie Hysteria, which I didn't see, which was fairly recently out in the theaters.
Right? Because I don't remember a time in my life where I'm like, all right, you know, this comes so naturally to me that I just want to do it all the time.
And masturbation in general?
Yeah. And for a long time, like, I feel really broken because I hear other people talk about it like, whatever, it's like breathing.
Correct.
And for me, it's not like that. There's active thinking about doing it. And do I want to do it? I don't know if I want to do it. You know? It's really strange.
Wow, you really know how to seduce yourself. You really talk yourself into that.
It's so bad.
I want to fuck myself right now. Really, it's so much work.
Listen, I'm not like, it's difficult because there's times where I really feel really, really strange because I don't know anybody else that feels like that about.
I do. They are few and far between, but I do know people like that.
Right. But then it makes you wonder, like, what is wrong with me? That
it's a different libido.
Yeah. I'd like to not have a different libido, though.
No, you have.
And that's why, you know, that's, hold on. That's why when I talk about jumpstarting myself, I want to get to where, I want to be where everybody else is at. I want to be where the cool kids are at with their fucking libidos.
But it's not really a gift. You got to understand. I mean, be careful what you wish for, because those of us with the libido from hell, you know, that's, you're like, you need sex constantly or masturbation constantly. And it just doesn't work with life. Because you can't, like, walk around with your hand in your pants. You can't do that. That's just not how it works. I totally did a private joke that I was not going to do on the air to Nancy. It's very funny. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily work. So here, your libido is inappropriate and poorly timed, because you talk about sex in the most inopportune moments.
Okay.
Where were we last night when you just randomly were like, I would like to have sex with you right now? And I'm like,
in your living room.
This is inappropriate.
Right. But see, the thing is that when I say that to you, it doesn't always mean exactly that, what I'm saying.
Okay, then I don't understand. You have to treat me like a guy. I don't understand what you're saying unless you say it.
Well, no, sometimes when I say that, I mean, like, I'm so in love with you and I want to be intimate with you. And there's other times where I mean more like, you know, I kind of miss that intimacy. I miss that, you know, someone, you know, bottoming to someone, not like play, but like sex. And so that's what I mean when I say that.
Okay.
So,
but see, do you understand how you say the exact same words and you have the exact same expression on your face and usually use the exact same, you know, physicality to your body when you say these things in those two different ways? So I don't know. I am not psychic. Like, we need a code word.
I know. I know. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. I've totally realized that when I say those words and when I say it in that way and I look at you in that way, I think that I'm totally, you know, bringing across that wanting of the you with the me, and you know, and somehow you obviously must understand that. But, you know, obviously that's not really the case.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I totally feel like you get it.
Yeah, I don't. Just so you know.
But I think that, because my libido is way on that other end, and I feel like sometimes I have a really hard time communicating when I do have those needs, because it doesn't happen very often.
Well, you, over the time span that you have been in service to me, your libido has altered. It has changed. And I think that you are making, you know, a concerted effort to do that for yourself. You also have, you know, a medication issue that sometimes can impact your libido. So there's a lot of things that are going on there. So I know I have seen, you know, and there's a lot of things that can go into it. Also, I'm a big believer that libido is impacted by the seasons. Most people tend to get a little bit more amorous in the spring and summer in the warmer months. It's just kind of one of those things that I've noticed. And so it's one of those, we haven't been together for a full year yet. So I haven't seen that. I haven't been able to sit back and be like, okay, let's analyze this very pragmatically. So, you know, why are you looking at me like that?
Because,
like, I'm saying something so awful.
No, you're not saying something awful. It's just interesting because my libido is being discussed in a very logical way.
Oh, yeah, I have to, though.
No,
I have to break everything down logically like that.
Right, but up until now, I've been the only one discussing my libido with myself in a logical way. So it's just really weird to hear that out loud.
Have a very public, logical discussion about libidos. Let's do that.
What's yours like?
Describe my libido?
Yours. Well, I know what yours is like, but describe it for
I don't think that they're very... So, and I imagine that most people are like this. My libido is very linked to my emotional state. If I'm really, really pissed off, don't. It's just, no, that's not going to fucking happen ever, because, you know, you might get a hate fuck, but that's about it. But it's...
Sweet Jesus, we're back on the air.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Tell the Twitter people. It's, for me, libido. there's a very rare moments when I'm not thinking about sex, literally, in some way, shape, and or form. There's not a single person on this planet that I haven't met that I haven't thought or imagined or envisioned in some kind of sexual manner. I don't know why. Yes, that means every single person that I'm sorry, Nick, it's nothing personal, but it's just one of those things. So at some point I've seen, oh yeah, yeah, I could totally see that. You should do that. You know, I don't know why. That's just my sick head. That's how I work. So every single one of you people that I've met, you can think of that now.
Nick, I will never look at you the same way ever again.
Yeah, no, his was really interesting because it was him and Mindy. It was a really interesting imagination that I had in that moment. So there's that. So now that you all know. I can't hear him.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. it's just one of those things where, you know, immediately when I'm sizing somebody up, that is one of the things that my mind thinks about. Even if it's like, no, that I have no interest in that way, it's automatically, that is a component of who they are as a person, because everybody to me is a sexual person. Sure. And I, you know, that's how I categorize them. So it's, my libido is kind of always, it's always kind of like revving. But, you know, it's not always at, you know, 9,000 RPM. Just depends. So it's me.
Because there's some times where I hear about you talking about how you're just, because I've read, because I read your tweets sometimes about how sometimes you just go and you beat off for the sake of beating off because you just need to get it done.
Off? I don't have anything to beat off.
You know what? I'm not a man. It's either going to be pleasuring yourself or beating off, okay? That just is what it is. But
you can't say masturbation.
No, I can't.
At all.
No.
You cannot utter the words.
No. In fact, right now that I was typing the tweet, it was kind of like,
Fucking hell.
What?
There's something wrong with you. Masturbation, 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 masturbation.
Stop it.
Nope. I am now putting an edict, a dominant edict. You may not masturbate until you specifically ask me, Mistress, may I masturbate? It is now done.
I'm like really itchy now. But, okay. All right. But sometimes, you know, I find it interesting when there's some people who masturbate.
That was hard for you.
Yes. To just like get it done. And then there's like that other, like, let me seriously romance myself. I mean, like there's some sort of rush or something.
But see, what you don't understand is masturbation is not, I mean, you're making masturbation be almost this wham bam thing, me ma'am kind of thing, which it can be, absolutely, but that's not necessarily what it is. You absolutely can seduce yourself with masturbation. I do it. You know, I've seen other people do it. It's, you know, I actually quite enjoy watching people masturbate. You learn a great deal about somebody. You remember I had you do it and it just didn't work out?
No, it didn't work out.
It was like, oh. All right, another time we'll do this. Take the Hitachi. We'll talk about this later.
Which we never did, now that you bring it up. But anyways.
Well, you took the Hitachi. And it is now gone and not in my home anymore.
Well, you want it Hitachi back. List. We can have it back.
Well, I mean, I have all this other shit. I've got the other, you know, almost Hitachi, which I like because it's, you know, variable speeds. And then, of course, I'm more of a rabbit girl anyway. But so that's why, you know, but the Hitachi I do actually like for my toy bag. But that's not the point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I think that you can learn a lot about a person the way they masturbate. Now, mind you, a person masturbating for somebody is very different than a person just masturbating for themselves, because then you're putting on a show and you're probably more inclined, I know I would be, to seduce yourself and be more sensual if you're masturbating in front of somebody, you know, unless you're being directed very specifically, I just want to watch you get off, period.
There has been a lot of times in my life where I think to myself, like, am I doing it wrong? What is, like, I really just can't wrap my mind around the fact that I'm not built the same way as other people.
How can you, I've been in there. I don't think you're built differently.
No, not built in, like, there, like, my special place is differently. Just, like.
My special place. Fucking hell. It's if you don't use naughty words on the show or whatever.
Well.
So may I, not even may I, I'm going to ask you. what is, how many different ways have you masturbated?
I think just the one, just that one on my clit and that vibrating sensation. That's it.
You've never done any sort of penetration in your masturbation? You should try that.
I have, and I didn't, it wasn't appealing to me. It didn't feel that great. I mean, it felt fine, but it wasn't something where I was like, yes, I must do this again.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Was it simply just penetration, or was it penetration and clitoral stimulation?
Just penetration.
See, that's the problem. That's just like, you know, regular like sex, which is, you know, fine, but let's keep it real here. The orgasm, it really comes from kind of the clitoral stimulation. The clitoris is, you know, ostensibly the penis of the female, because that's where all of the sexual, the glands are, the pleasure zones, the arousal all comes from the clitoris. I mean, if we were men, then it would be a penis, and we're not. Thank God. So you would need like a rabbit, which is like God's gift to women's masturbation. You know, does anybody not know what a rabbit is? It looks like a penis, and then it has a little, like, sometimes it's a rabbit's head that vibrates the clitoris as you're, you know, fucking yourself. Would you say fucking yourself instead of masturbating? Would you say that?
Yes, I would say that.
You're so bizarre. I just can't get over these rules you have in your head for words.
They're not rules per se, okay? It's not like there's something like we're not allowed to say that. No, it's just that's just my vocabulary for those things.
I'm speechless. Okay.
But sometimes I can be crass. I can be a lot more crass.
I know, but not on these particular topics for whatever. I think what it boils down to is if it's something addressing yourself personally, you have serious issues with using like crass terminology. I think, you know, you could talk about a cock till you're blue in the face. You may shudder because it's penis, but you could talk about it and you could be very crass about it. But if you're you don't, you know, or you say vagina, but you certainly don't like saying pussy. You know, you don't, there are certain kind of, you know, twat. You don't want to say these words.
I'll call someone a twat. You a twat face.
Right, but that's more like a cunt, like in a negative derogatory. But again, you don't want to use those negative derogatory kind of connotations for, you know, what is your, you know, the bloom of the female, you know, genitalia. I don't know.
The flower.
Fuck. That's just not how I talk. I can't talk like that. That's exhausting.
I know.
Yeah. So there's that. That's my opinion on that. So there you have that. Anyway.
I've heard about like, I've heard of ways that other people masturbate.
The mechanisms.
Yeah. How females do it different ways. And I guess, I don't know. Like, I just feel like,
When did you first masturbate and how did you do it?
I can't remember. I mean, I'm sure.
How do you not remember?
Hold on.
When you start?
I don't know. Shit. I just know I touched myself down there and I was like, hey, that feels good. But I mean, I'm pretty sure I was pretty young. I don't know, maybe like 10 or 11.
Go on.
And I just rubbed myself. That's all I would do.
Until the feeling was really, really, really good. And then you were like, oh, that was really good.
Mm-hmm. I felt so relaxed.
It was like a spa day.
Why, yes.
All right. And then when did you graduate to toys?
When did I? I remember my first toy. And my blue-haired friend, she helped me procure that one.
You really need to define this person, because I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay. Because you say blue hair, and I think old person. And now that I've got the link for the actual human being that I know, she's so far from she's like a punk rock blue hair, not like an old person blue hair.
Right. But so.
Because I keep thinking of an old lady, and of course, then I think of an old vag, which is nasty.
Gross.
So, you know, I don't want to go there.
No.
Our listeners would be like, ew.
But that was definitely shit. When was that? Sometime, maybe 20, 21.
What? Your first toy at 20, 21? It's like you have so much catching up to do. you know?
No, I feel that. I feel that way too. I do. Like, I feel like I'm not where everyone else is. And I don't know why that happened, why it's that way, but it just never happened. Like, you know, all of this like sexual awakening that a lot of people seem to have had pretty early on.
Adolescence.
Yeah. I somehow missed out on a lot of things. And it's strange because, you know, when I talk to other friends or sometimes even, you know, like my sister-in-laws, and they think that I'm so like, you know, sexually
adventurous
because I happen to do things that they don't do. But then it's like, no, but see, you do things that I don't do. And I just seem to have missed out on that.
Okay. So you're essentially going through your actual adolescence now. Do you attribute that to lesbianism, to your struggling with coming out then? To kinky, I mean, you know, a combination thereof?
I think a combination. I think, you know, there's also the added factor that I grew up in a really conservative family. We didn't talk about shit like that. There was no one to talk about. There was no one to talk to about that.
Well, I grew up in a super liberal family and there was still nobody to talk to.
I don't know. Then I don't know. I mean, it just never, I just know that it didn't happen.
All right.
So.
That's all I got to say about that. All right, now let's get to, we asked several of our kinkster friends about their masturbatory habits. And I think that one of the things that I was questioning is do kinky fuckers, do we masturbate differently from like, you know, vanilla people? And I think that the mechanics of it generally, no. You know, the vibrators are the vibrators. The, you know, hand is the hand. The handheld shower head is the handheld shower head. You know what I'm saying? Apparently the tube sock is the tube sock, which just blows me away. I don't want to. That's just weird. Is it weird?
I don't think so.
Masturbating with a tube sock? I don't know. I would think. Don't you want skin?
I think that'd be really funny.
Well, apparently it happens. That's like not uncommon with the adolescent boys. Just saying. Anyway, but what I think the resounding difference is the essential type of fantasy. Of what it is, because everybody has to have that fantasy that puts you over the edge. And we've all been there. I think we've all been there. When that fantasy just isn't quite there and we just don't quite get there. And I know I've been there and I'm like, well, fuck it. This isn't working. And I just abandoned it. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this shit. I'm, you know, and now I'm angry. And I want to like throw the Hitachi or the whatever across the room, but I don't because then it would get dirty and
gross.
So, right. I mean, but all of mine are waterproof. So. They can all be washed. It's a gift. It's a gift. What? Except for like the Hitachi, which is not waterproof, but you know, I'm not inserting that. Hello. No, No, no go.
No, thank you.
My vagina is not for that.
You won't even let a fist in there. I can't imagine that big old thing.
Right? No, no. I want to be able to enjoy sex again. That's what I have to say about that. With a man that is not, you know, the hammer. Right?
Damn. That should have been. Anyways, sorry.
That's all. I'll just take
a moment. How does he masturbate? Oh, my God.
He clearly needs people to help him. I don't know.
Like production.
Right, because two hands ain't going to do that, uh-uh. You know, or is he just sensitive at the towards the top? This is a lot. I really would like to sit down and talk to him, which he'd be grossly offended, I'm sure, by my probing questions. But that's not the point. But it really boiled down to a lot of people had kind of, you know, dominating fantasies or submitting fantasies or, you know, this is usually very specific. And I think almost everybody I know has one go-to fantasy that always gets it done.
What's your go-to?
What's my go-to? So it's threesome. Male, female. Male, female, female. Because I'm one of the three.
Sure. How
that counts. It's math.
Because
One plus one is two and plus one is three. And sure. We're not going to get into that. So a long time ago, so my friends and I used to watch pornos, me and all my friends. And of course, when I mean me and all my friends, I'm the only girl and they're all guys because I hung out with guys. And we watched pornos, usually really, really bad ones with the volume down. and then we would make our own soundtrack. We wouldn't be having sex. We would just be hanging around making our soundtrack, and somebody would be making music sounds. We'd be like, oh, no. It was just funny. Mm-hmm. So one of them was, I'm talking, these were really bad pornos. This was called Porno World, which is based on some 70s, like, sci-fi movie called... Fuck, I don't even remember what it was called. But somebody said it was based on an actual movie, and I'm like, wow. So anyway, essentially, this guy goes off. Because plot is important, people. Come on, I'm a
Absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely.
Plot is important. So this guy, tells his wife he's going away on his boys' weekend, I don't know, hunting or something like that. And then they go to this porno world where they get to have sex with all these robots. You know, and they're like, you know, hey, they do whatever. And anyway, one of the robots turns psycho and falls in love with them. It's really actually kind of an interesting storyline for porno. But point being is while they're in porno world, they have this kind of orgy scene. And in this orgy scene, there's this moment where this girl is kind of like face sitting on another girl and having her clit licked. And then this guy who kind of looks stupid, to be honest, is kind of roaming around. And he's like, hey, there's a pussy. I'm gonna fuck it. So while she's kind of like sitting on the face, he like kneels and starts fucking her like that. So that's it. That's my go-to.
Oh.
So it's kind of like everything, best of all worlds.
Wow.
That's it.
That's pretty cool.
But she's blonde, by the way.
Okay.
The one, I don't know why. And the guy was blonde too, but I don't like blondes.
Uh-uh.
No.
No.
No. I like more ethnically diverse people.
My
interracial, preferably.
My go-to is being sold into slavery. Right? Look at that look on your face.
This makes me very happy.
Or somehow being like tricked into submitting, which I wouldn't need someone to trick me into submitting. That's like not even like why. No, but I think,
will trick you into kissing this girl.
But you know, things like blackmail and you know shit like that. But that kind of like, I mean, because from there it can go anywhere. But there has to be that underlying, you know, just thrown into submission or slavery. Okay. From there, whatever.
But it has to be forced?
Yes. Initially forced, but then, oh, wait, not so forced anymore.
I'm so excited. Eager beaver. Okay, so then after that, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like
it doesn't matter, yeah. After that, it can be, you know,
okay,
being the village whore. I don't know.
but then, I mean, there's actual sex in these fantasies.
Yes.
Is it all girl sex, or do you fantasize about men ever? Penisless men?
Eunuchs. If men are involved, it's generally me pegging them. Ooh. But that is very rare. Most of the time, it's just all women all the time.
Okay. So, like, if you're in a harem.
Yes.
And you guys are just hanging around. We're just waiting for the master. And let's just have sex to get we have to keep limber for the master.
Oh, gross.
I'm not, you know. And then you would just hide when the master came. Hide from the penis. Which you didn't do at the swingers party.
So. You know what? I didn't. But that was it was a friendly environment. I didn't feel
they were friendly penises.
Very friendly.
So we very
very friendly.
Very friendly with one of our friends.
No, but and then like other times I think about like this I have this like weird sick obsession with Brave New World. I love that book so much.
Aldous Huxley?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Oh my god, I thought you knew this. That just Yes.
And what about it? Because I, you know, I'm a fan of it, but what about it?
The idea that being sexual beings, it's not even just like, okay, it's fucking expected. And so sometimes like that kind of theme will creep into my fantasies where we live in this like crazy society where everyone has someone in their home specifically reserved for sex. Like that they are just like everyone has like a sex slave. And you are either born into this hierarchy where you are that sex slave or you're the person that owns someone. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm owned.
Shock.
Oh, I know, huh?
This is shocking. I never would have expected you to dream of such a thing. Wanton woman. Okay. So, all right. But I want to, I went on the internets and I found lots of pictures of the masturbatory products. Just so you know, people, there are masturbatory products for men too, and it's not just the fleshlight.
you know what? Poor guys. It just seems like there seems to be such a variety for women, but nothing for men.
Well, here, let me start. I mean, we're going to just quickly just gloss over, you know, some of the masturbatory items for girls. Obviously, there's a Hitachi, which is, especially amongst kinksters, considered the gold standard of masturbatory products. Mm-hmm. And you know, it is just a vibrating wand and it essentially to massage the clit. But there are attachments, so you can have insertables as well. Woohoo! I am actually not a big fan of the Hitachi.
A lot of people, either they really, really like it or they just are not that crazy about it at all.
It boils down to the sensitivity of the clit.
Right.
Mine's really sensitive. So the Hitachi is like overpowering. And like I'll be numb within 30 seconds and then that's just not happening.
Uh-uh.
And that's just unsatisfying.
That does not sound fun.
So when I was younger and I...
Say it.
And I stole my mom's massager.
What the fuck?
It was, you know, and it was, I didn't know, and I stole it.
Oh, dear
and
God.
And, you know, it was never, I never, it never touched me because I did it over my clothes.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's so, just like too much for my poor little glitch. So I do it over my clothes. But regardless, and it was loud, so I like had to pile blankets on blankets so mom didn't know I had stolen it. Mm-hmm. This is really deep, deep, dark secret shit, people.
Yeah.
This is the kind of shit I kept from my therapist my whole life because I didn't want them to know how depraved I was based on my theft of a Hitachi. Anyway, but I would literally have to like pile on like all my sheets and stuff and have to wear jeans and everything like that between me and the Hitachi because otherwise it was just too... And I was like, and I just hated it. It was horrible and awful and not a pleasant experience at all. So... Right. So there's that. That's my opinion of the Hitachi, which is why I have a non-Hitachi brand, but it's a variable speed, and I really like it because it doesn't get super...
The pink and white one?
Yeah.
I really want one of those.
The fairy wand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's fine. I mean, it's not much different than a Hitachi, except for the fact that it has the variable speed, and I know that there is an attachment for the Hitachi that does the variable speed, but this one's built in, so...
Well, because the pink and white one, that one intrigues me because I've seen it in action. And,
right, well, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then that was like, what? And the Hitachi for me, like, I stay on that low setting. Because if I go to the high, and even then, like, it's weird. I need that in between. Because the low setting, it either takes a long time. If I go to the high setting, then it's like, whoop, and we're done.
Snorted. Maybe snort. Maybe snort. Hang on. Air.
So... There's that.
There's premature ejaculation with the high settings, what you're saying.
There can be.
Okay. Wow.
I feel like you've learned so much about me in this.
In this short. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I do want to touch on. So I have a very good friend of mine whom I love so, so much. And my knowledge of male masturbation is because I ask like an insane number of questions, and also because I've asked every single one of my male partners as much as I can to masturbate for me because I like to watch. I want to know. I want to see how do they do it, because everybody's different. Because if I can see how they do it and what works for them, then it'll just give me a little bit of insight. That's how I work. Just so you know. So if you guys want to do that, please by all means, start watching each other masturbate. It's great. Not mutually, because, you know, you can't really watch them because you're busy, but that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to my really good friend, and, you know, he's trying to get laid because he's a guy, and that's what they do. And I was like, well, yeah, well, there's always masturbation. And he said, yeah, it's just, you know, it's not working for me. I was like, what? How can masturbation not work for you? I don't understand. Like, these words don't work together because masturbation always works. That's like your go-to. Like, if you can't go to yourself... To you know, have an orgasm, who can you go to, really? Let's be honest. So I was, like, sad for him. It wasn't working. And so we had, like, a lot of discussions about it, and he's just like, it's just not, you know, it's just, it's okay. I mean, I could do it, and yeah, you know, I have an orgasm, and it's okay. And so we were talking about, you know, what can make it better. And then he was joking about, yeah, you know, maybe I should get a fleshlight. And I was like, oh, you know, because that's a male masturbation sleeve. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I mean, I used to work in a porn shop when I was very, very young, and I used to have to sell these things. They weren't fleshlights back then, but they had all of the, like, the realistic porn star vagina, the realistic porn star mouth. They had those, which is, you know, ostensibly the same thing. So then I was talking to this friend about, what are the options? And so, you know, the Fleshlight is like kind of a pricey masturbation sleeve, but there's lots of other ones available on the beautiful Amazon, which I adore. Mm-hmm. There's this whole series that are eggs. They're little eggs.
Yes, I've seen those.
Right. And then I ordered one time. I didn't know what it was. It was recommended to me by Amazon based upon my shopping and my viewing history, which tells you something. Uh-huh. And so I was like, oh, let's get this little egg thing. And so I got it. And it's this silicone thin rubber thing. And on the inside is like ribbed or whatever, because they have several different kinds. And it was really fun to like play with and touch. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And then I had to like Google further to figure out, what am I supposed to do with this? And I realized it wasn't for me. So I was like, oh. So then I was, you know, in this conversation with my friend, I was like, oh, hey, I have this thing that I can't use because I don't have that body part. I'm going to send it to you and you can tell me how it is. Let's do that. So I sent it to him and he was just like, he said it was like the best thing ever. He's like, it made masturbation fun again. Like it was awesome. It felt like this. It felt like this. It felt like this. And then he broke it because, you know, apparently if you masturbate too much with it, it will break. It's really only just a little thin silicone and it's very fun to play with stretchy and it's one of the why'd you get all shuddery?
Because you know how I feel about
it's not a penis.
Rubbery materials. Some rubbery materials and like
it's white. It's not flesh colored. Does that count?
No. It just reminds me too much of a balloon.
Oh, that's right. I was forgetting of a balloon thing. It just seems so wrong to me. Anyway. So then he broke this one, and I was like, oh, and then I ended up finding another one, which is there's a whole line called Tenga, and they've got, you know, different ones, and they have, you know, like the deep throat version, the whatever, hold on, I've got, there will be it's not up now, but I will have a post on my website with all of these pictures and describing all of these type of masturbatory tools so that you can understand what I'm talking about, because I sound like a crazy person, because you don't know. And so then I ordered him that, but I also found a special masturbation, like, gel cream. It's masturbation cream. Okay. It's called Stroke 29. It's by the makers of Gun Oil, which do silicone lubricant. Okay. And it's, like, a really great lubricant. I have it. It's actually on my bedstand. Not that I'm using it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I got the Stroke 29 and I sent it to him along with the masturbation sleeve. And he just tried the Stroke 29 by itself before he tried the new masturbation sleeve. And he said it was fantastic. He said that it got wetter the more he stroked. And he said that that was great, that he loved it. And it was like another, you know, experience in masturbation. Aww. And I was just like, awesome. I feel so, you know, like the giver. And I'm helping my friend out so he can relove himself in all of those ways. So, you know, and I became kind of, you know, knowledgeable because now I ask other people, how do you feel about masturbation? And they tell me, you know, in their frank ways about what they like and don't like. And it's, you know, I like it. It's enjoyable.
That's really cool.
It's enjoyable.
You are a giver.
I am a giver. But I think that I know women that are really, well, every woman I know is really, really particular about the way that they masturbate. Like, there's some women that, like, they only want to use their hands, which is just so much work. that's a lot. My hat's off to them. I respect them terribly, but that's a lot of work, especially if you want to have several goes. At some point, you're like, ow, my forearm hurts. Or you're going to have to switch hands and then be ambidextrous, which is fine. And that's, again, wow, hats off to them. You know, but then there's some women that only want the Hitachi. I have a friend of mine who, like, she literally, like, screams her Hitachi's name. She's named her Hitachi. Screams her Hitachi's name at the peak of orgasm. And she's like one of those, does it on high. And like, and I'm like, I just don't. You must have a steel hood over your clit, girl, because I don't get that. It just seems like it would hurt after a while. No? Yes? Well, it's not owie. It goes numb, let's be honest.
I know, but still, even that's kind of uncomfortable sometimes. Remember that one time I was sitting on the floor and my pussy lips fell asleep?
I remember when your pussy lips fell asleep. So, very funny.
Yeah, but that's not very comfortable.
Well, no.
So when a Hitachi does that, it's not that comfortable.
No.
No, at all.
No. You need to try a rabbit because you never have. I mean, There's other ones. Oh, there's that one that we don't know what it's called.
Oh, the one that almost kind of looks like this, like Pac-Man kind of
thing? It looks like a Pac-Man, like a really flattened Pac-Man. And part of it is supposed to go inside your vagina, insertable, and the other part on the top of kind of the vulva area where your clitoris is. And I assume there's a vibrating component either in one or both of them. And I don't know if, does it clamp? Is it magnetic?
But see, now what I've heard about those is that, because it's not always a really good fit, obviously.
Well, you know, made the same. Everybody's different.
Yeah. And so it's hit or miss. I've also seen these like vibrators that it looks like a, oh my God. Okay. So take this, this mouse, if you will. And, it has like two little horns almost. And that's all it is.
I don't understand.
Like it's.
It and looks, I'm looking at you. So I guarantee you the listeners don't understand either.
It almost looks like if you, like a, almost like a tooth and it, and like.
It looks like a doma.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's that little creature. It's a little brown creature. It looks like a tooth. It's brown, but with a face.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. And apparently it is fantastic and it vibrates.
Do you insert it?
No. You keep
it. Is it just goes on your clit?
Yeah.
Is it really small?
It's probably a little smaller than this mouse.
So it's akin to a bullet vibe.
Yes.
So here's the thing, because those have to be battery operated. Uh-huh. And sometimes they don't have enough power.
Well, actually, that one, I got that for someone as a graduation gift. It goes on a little, like, charger. You can recharge it. It doesn't need any battery.
Nickel-cadmium, that's, or lithium, that's modern. Mm-hmm. Okay, but does it have, like, because there's a lot of women out there that are like, does it have the power for my clitoris?
You know, yeah, that's true.
And I don't know. See, here's the problem. You know, you buy an intimate item, you can't return it. I mean, they're like, yeah, no, we know where that's been. You don't get it back. When I worked in the porn shop and we would sell such intimate items, we literally had to open it up at this point of selling. We had this whole set of batteries. We took a set of batteries, put a set of batteries in, checked it, made sure it worked, took the batteries out, packaged it up, said, here you go. There's no returns because it works. You've left the store. We guarantee it works and you can't return it now. So because I wouldn't want it back.
Hello.
Yeah. I wouldn't. That was the best part of the job. Well, and watching porn instead of the closed circuit TV. But the rest was not so good. The weird, freaky people. The arcade. The cleaning. Not fun.
No.
I don't recommend that job for you and your kids in the future. Even as a second or third job while they're going to college. Don't do that. That's my PSA.
What would you recommend for someone like me that is very... not this proficient in these masturbatory ways.
Masturbatory. Nice use of the M word. Well, I think for you, you seem to want, you want hearts and flowers. Let's start with that. But you should seduce yourself, for lack of a better term. And I'm not saying, you know, take yourself out to dinner. And but you know you should feel your body beforehand. Not and don't just go straight, you know, for the clit or the vagina or the Hitachi. But you know, enjoy yourself. You know, rub the sensitivity of your nipples. You know, feel your neck, your body. You know, touch yourself all over. Have it be a full sensual experience before you grab the toy or go for the hand or whatever it is you're going to do. You know, and you can lead up to that moment by reading some erotica beforehand so that you're really primed and ready so that you know, I mean, you're gonna stake out, you know, 45 minutes for this or an hour or whatever. And you're really, this is it. This is what you're dead. Fuck, turn off the fucking Netflix. I'm taking care of myself right now, you know. And it can, you know, it's one of those things. You can start in the shower. It's, you know, it's about what ways would you want to be seduced and then do that to yourself. And that gets you, because you have to have the mental for you, you have to have the mental to drag you into that physical arena. Because you have, I don't know, Catholic guilt? Fuck, I don't have any idea. I don't know what your reason is. I'm going to say Catholic guilt because I like blaming religion for everything.
Sure. What do you think is the next frontier for you as your masturbatory, I'm getting better, skills go and like just everything? Because I mean, obviously you aren't masturbating the same way that you did, say, what, 15, 20 years ago, right?
No. I have new toys. Double penetration. Yeah, I think that would be an awesome vibrator.
Wow.
Don't you?
I gotta admit, that's a little bit intriguing.
Right? See what I'm saying? Like, it's, yeah, that, why not? That just sounds fun. You know, for the, hey, why not? We're going to do our thing. And then, of course, especially if you've got that plus the clitoral stimulation. I mean, come on. Yeah. Why leave the house ever? you're done. I don't need to leave except for batteries. And I highly encourage everybody to invest in rechargeable batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
Just cheaper and makes your life easier.
I do like that about the Hitachi, though, is that you can just plug it in and you're good to go.
That's true. That's true. That's
very convenient.
As long as you have an outlet close enough to your vagina. What?
Extension cords.
Extension cords. Yeah, I'm not walking around. Well, I do have several, but that's for my lights. Not for my, well, no, that's actually not true. I actually have a special extension cord that is just plugged into that so that it gets, so it has to get into a kind of hidden place. I mean, not totally hidden, but kind of hidden.
Yeah.
You know, well, for me, I have other people in my house.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's how that goes.
Yeah.
Now, what about, I mean, what do you think that you could do or would do or want to do or don't want to do? I mean, do you enjoy masturbating in front of other people? Do you enjoy watching people masturbate? Do those go into any of your fantasies?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Why not?
I mean, I think it's more like, I would want to see you masturbate only because I think I'd find it really fucking fascinating.
I'm a science experiment now.
No. But because, I don't know. It's just the idea of watching other people be intimate with themselves. Like, I think it could say a lot about them. But I think with you, because you talk about it with, like, such, like, you know.
Gusto?
Yeah.
Well, I feel very passionate about it.
So to me, it's like, well, I want to see that. What is this then that is so, like, because I don't talk about it like that, and I don't feel,
well, I mean, I don't like necessarily know if it's that much of a show. I mean, because it's a lot, for me, it's a lot of it's in my head. You know, it's all about whatever, and I have this strange dream the other night, don't ask. And it resulted in, like, yes, this has to happen now, like at 5 o'clock in the morning when I wake up. And, you know, and then because of this strange, awesome, like totally fantastic sexual dream, and I blame Supernatural for it because I've been watching way too much fucking much Supernatural. you know, I had this like awesome, like, yes, it was weird because there was a werewolf moment. I don't know, but it turned into this great, like, massive, amazing, orgasmic morning. But that... I don't necessarily know if it would have looked any different other than my sheets were all a crumble tumble everywhere and I got all trapped in them and I'm like, ah, that's not so sexy.
No.
But that's, I like to keep it real here on the Love Bites.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, I think it's really hard for me to really say, okay, I want to try this or this is what's next for me, because I feel like at my most basic, it's not even basic, you know? I feel like a lot of times I'm just kind of almost, not forcing it, but just kind of like, hey, you know what? It'd be a really good idea to do this right now.
But practically, though, it's not...
Yeah.
It's a logical decision. It's not driven by any sort of sexual... See, that's so weird to me. Not that you are weird. It's weird to me. Maybe I am weird. I will take it upon myself. Because you look like you're not happy.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I've never really taken the time to just kind of like, you know, how can I fix this? You know, what is going on that these things are not clicking? But it's never like a, no, I don't want to say never, but it's rarely like a physiological thing.
Hmm.
It's almost always in my head.
Well, and I think, truthfully, I think it has a lot to do with the inability to just let go. Which is funny because you have to do that when you're playing as a submissive. You know, you have to let go in order to get to subspace. But maybe you're just not letting go like that when you masturbate.
If you know, but and it's always really hard because I'm always like really concerned that someone's gonna hear me and like all of this stuff and like, oh, I fucking hate that.
Really?
Seriously?
You're worried about people hearing you?
Yes.
What is wrong with you? Why does it matter?
It matters a lot. Thank
what?
You
because
very
nobody
much.
Else masturbates?
Excuse me.
I guarantee you, we ask every single person in this studio, every single one will say, yes, they masturbate.
Because they're all dudes.
Oh, I'm sorry. So only guys masturbate? Do you not know any of our female friends?
No, I'm not saying that our female friends don't masturbate. It's just that it's different. In my living situation, it is not that simple, okay?
It is that simple. If you can use the fucking Hitachi in your situation, you can be loud because that fucking shit is loud. That Hitachi is a motherfucking train driving through your vagina. It's fucking loud. Sorry.
Not when I put pillows on top and just make
Then
it
put a pillow over your fucking face. Put a fucking gag on your mouth. Don't stress about that. I mean, that is not the moment to stress.
I do stress. I stress.
But how do you stress when you masturbate? Masturbation should be the moment when you don't stress, when it all lets go. When you just it just all builds up into that peak and you're like, ah, or whatever sound you make, because that's not a sound I make, but you know, somebody else might. But you know, that's when it has to happen. And you've got to do that. You have to do that. I have a goal, like you have no fucking idea. This has to happen. Because it's just wrong. Everybody needs to experience it. I have a mission in life that everybody needs to experience it. That's right. I'm the masturbation dom.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, do you think that it is that you're just not letting go?
I think that's definitely part of it. There's a lot of times where I just stop because I feel myself losing control. And
No. That's when you don't stop. That's when you barrel through. That's when you're like, this is when it's going to get good. And that's when you have those spirals. And that's when you're like, wow, I'm super lightheaded. And then, oh, wow, I want to fuck me again. That's what that does.
Yeah.
Have you never gotten lightheaded from an awesome orgasm? It's because you don't let go. You people and you're thinking too much. And I'm a thinker. And yet, I'll let go for that. It's because you don't let go. So here's the funny thing. You let go on the romance side.
Yeah.
Like all the time. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm not letting go on that for shit. And you don't let go on the sexual side. I wonder if they're like wired differently. I really wish I knew what centers of the brain like lit up when those two different things were discussed and thought about.
That's interesting.
It would be very interesting. See, that's why we need like a doctor or something. That's my new sound and expression.
I've noticed.
I don't know why. Makes me laugh every time. But yeah, it baffles me that you, I mean, here's what baffles me. Number one, that anybody would just not let go to enjoy that pleasure. And I assume it's a guilt thing, you know, whatever. But then you would be in this lifestyle, this insanely highly sexualized lifestyle. That not being said that all BDSM is sexual, because it certainly is not, but that you were in the sexualized lifestyle and yet you yourself would probably not consider yourself a sexual being or a sexualized being. Would that be accurate? She nodded. That doesn't help anybody in Radioland. Yeah, she said yes. So, and yet you feel sexual when you are submitting.
Yes.
Or when you're being humiliated, or when, you know, you feel sexual then, do you feel at those moments that you want to masturbate then?
Yes.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. But not just like at home with you and your Hitachi.
No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix this. If anybody else has any suggestions, please tweet me. Because I got ideas, and I'm really good at the ideas. But, you know, this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
I am open to this.
Well, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
That's not negotiated in the contract.
No, it's not. I made no mention of that. What?
You're like, damn it. Maybe I should have.
No. No, I think because it hasn't really been something where I've really been like, hey, you know what? Maybe there is something that is a little bit off, you know?
I don't think it's anything off. I just think you're not allowing yourself to enjoy it.
Right. But that is an issue. And I haven't really, you know, explored how to resolve that. So that's why it's never really come up.
And that's usually not something we talk about with our therapists, is it? Hey, doc, how's it going? Yeah, I want to talk about my masturbation issues. Well, okay then. Let's just talk about that. I want to be that doctor, by the way.
That talks about masturbation?
Yeah, I want to be that doctor. And not like in a sex therapist kind of way, but like in an actual like clinical psychologist kind of way where it's like, okay, we can talk about your masturbatory issues.
Sure.
That would be fun. I want that. I don't want childhood issues because that shit freaks me out. I'd be like, no, I don't want to hear about your abuse. Play fuck. They're talking about it.
I can totally see that happening.
Right?
You going, ah, fuck. I'm talking about it.
Fuck. I need to doodle now. Pretend I'm taking notes. And just check in every so often so that I'm not emotionally scarred. That's how I am. I'm a bad person. Am I going to hell? I might be going to hell.
Well, I'm really happy to be back.
Me too.
I'm really happy to be back. And as we wrap up, we want to remind our listeners to please like our Facebook page.
Correct. Which is called The Love Bite.
Yeah, is what it's called.
It's funny how we like to be consistent like that.
Yeah. And please follow us on Twitter. My handle has changed.
It has, which confused some people that were listening to previous episodes.
Yeah, did it?
Somebody sent me a kick message, and he was just like, wait, Nancy is not on Twitter? I was like, no, she changed her name. She's Service Slut now. And he goes, oh, I'm following her. I'm like, cool, that's all good.
So yeah.
She is a Service Slut.
Because apparently I cannot stay a novice forever, which I was like, why can't I?
Yeah, I said, you're not a novice anymore. You need to upgrade. And I was so happy that Service Slut was available.
Me too.
What a fantastic,
yeah,
fantastic name. And I'm Insidious Muse on the Twitter. And next week, we are supposed to have Pro Villain on.
Yeah.
Which I need you to send him some information.
I will.
So he doesn't know this, but I really would like him to discuss rape play.
That'll be interesting.
It will be.
It'll be really interesting.
Because, you know, we've discussed it when we were having, you know, consensual non-consent. Mm-hmm. Episode, but not, we didn't get into a lot of the nitty gritty. So this will be really interesting, especially from a male dominance perspective.
Right.
Which I don't think we've had a male dominance.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. It'll be, I'm excited. You know, we're like expanding ourselves.
I mean, we had like Zox, but he was talking more about being a switch.
Being a switch, exactly, which isn't quite the same at all. Yeah. So yeah, that'll be exciting. And then we have to reschedule our Kinkapalooza.
Yes.
So that was unfortunately canceled for obvious reasons. And so we're going to reschedule it. We will have a live in-studio 2-hour play party.
Yeah.
And I know Nancy wants to get her fist in some girl's vagina. You know. And then I don't know. Maybe we'll have just some sex too.
I feel like I don't know. I look at her vagina and I think about fisting her, and I feel like I have one of those like mustaches, and I'm like curling it at the end, and getting all like, you know,
villainy.
Yes.
You can't pull it off, though.
No, I can't.
You can pull it off for
sure. I'll
have
Pro Villain do that for me. Do that evil villain thing for me.
What, is he going to... He's not going to want to stand there and watch you fist
No,
somebody.
I know, but
I don't know. Is he coming to the party?
I don't know. We can have him come.
We can invite him.
But, you know, we can... I'll just